then Harbour Views takes the lead at the 200 from All Too Hoying. Then Django Freeman taking time to wind up from WT, who's coming into it. But Harbour Views, 100 metres to go, still well clear. Two legs WT, Django Freeman, All Too Hoying. And it's Harbour Views for Johnny Allen. Harbour Views won it well from WT. Third Django Freeman.
Well, race 8 was arguably the most anticipated race at Moonee Valley yesterday. Harbour Views, Django Freeman and others. And it was Harbour Views who prevailed with a dominant victory with Johnny Allen aboard. And Matty Williams, a trainer of Harbour Views, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Matty.
Good morning, Warren.
Terrific performance, Harbour Views, yesterday. How did you feel post-race?
Relieved. I thought the horse had genuine excuses. And still run well his first two starts back this preparation, but you do want to see him, come out and do it and back your judgment up a bit and continue to give you that confidence sort of going forward.
Month or so between runs, and you were happy in some way to find a minor issue with that run in Adelaide last start that at least pointed towards perhaps what was a slightly disappointing performance. You got to take a bow for the training performance with that gap between runs and up to 2,040 metres yesterday to win so well. What was the program in between Adelaide and yesterday?
He come home and had a pretty easy week just at the beach. He just had some antibiotics and that go through him, so we just got on top of that little issue, and he bounced back really well. There was no pressure to sort of go forward, or we could have pulled up stumps, but he'd done so well. We thought I would give him a couple of gallops, and Tyler Young lad that rides him was super happy with him. His action was great, so we were able to sort of keep the work up to him and keep plenty of heavy sand beach work up to him, and he come out and get the job done.
Johnny Allen's developed a really good association with him and obviously knows him well. What was the feedback from John yesterday?
He was wrapped with him. I thought he'd give him a 10 out of 10 ride. He sort of had Craig on his inside there, so he was able to sort of control that a bit. He said when he gave him a little squeeze up the back there, up along the school there, he said he just wanted to keep a neck in front of Craig and sort of not allow him, to push out on him. But he said when he gave him a little squeeze, he said he just went and put a length and then sort of probably got there a little bit soon. But he said I was committed to go then, and he was nice and strong through the line.
What do you map out for him now?
So just got to have a think what sort of rating he's going to go to and what rating he's going to need to maybe get into a fee and stakes. That would be a bit of an early spring goal for him. So we'll do a bit of homework on that. He can either go just have back off him now, and we might keep him around the stable. He goes out in a little paddock and that during the day with old Galo shop. So I don't really want to just chuck him straight out in a paddock, and this time of the year is not great to be out. So we might just play around with him at the beach and on the water walk and back off him, and then go in and prep him up for the fee and try and win a ticket into the Cox Plate. But if we think he's maybe on borderline to gain a start there, I'm thinking he'll probably go to a 90, 92 to 94 rating after yesterday, which last year would have got you a run in the fee, but we'll probably just need to check out previous years to that. We've got the option to give him another run in a fortnight at Caulfield if we want to try and get his rating up a few more points.
From an early perspective, how's he come through yesterday?
Just on the way home from the beach now, and he left the double handful last night, the scrap, and he's been down, had a really good way down there. His joints are great, so they're always a little bit of a concern with him. There's always a bit of just TLC needed there, but he's getting a little bit older, and he hasn't had a lot of racing, and he's been, looked after. He seems to be able to cope with it all better, and he's actually becoming, so that sort of trend continues, and as he, even another 12 months' time, he just matures even a bit more.
Keep an eye out for the speed cameras if you're heading to Ballarat today. You've got a couple there, River Span in race 2 first up, and a bit of an old war horse for the stable, Paramoose Boy in race 6. How do you assess their chances?
River Span's horse, so we had him a fair bit for Mick Price when he was a Yulong horse, and he actually showed us he could gallop a bit. He pulled up Barry Shinsaw after his only start at Horsham. David took him there. I thought he would be winning that day. So he can gallop the horse. Just a little bit unknown. We haven't been able to get away and give horses a trial, you know, camping down terrain and that, to sort of really sort of screw him down and have a good look at him. So sort of, yeah, watch him today. But he can gallop a bit, the horse. And Paramoo's Boy, he's probably the small field suits. He can be a horse that gets back and makes his job hard. So hopefully he won't be too far off from today. And I thought he got in great with a claim for Jaden Lloyd there. So, you know, he's probably got a good little hope in that race today.
Good luck there today, Matty, and certainly keen to watch how you map out that future path with Harbour Views heading towards a fan with that terrific win at the Valley yesterday. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you. Cheers, Warren.